from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Monday, June 1st, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In Central Ohio, a teen is dead following a river rescue in Madison County. More from ONN's Tracy Townsend in Columbus.
This started yesterday afternoon at around 3:30. Fire Chief Nick Garver says he got a call saying people were stranded in the river. He says they found a 15-year-old girl trapped under a log with two adults hanging onto it. And he says the biggest challenge his crews faced was battling the current. He says the recent rain made the river deeper in some areas. Garver also says they rescued the girl. She was taken to the hospital where she died. He says they were able to get the two adults out by using a rope. They were not injured.
Authorities in northern Michigan say a northwestern Ohio man died in a diving accident last week. ONN's Jeff Smith in Toledo has details.
The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office says the 62-year-old suffered a medical emergency during a recreational dive near the Cedarville shipwreck site. Fellow divers immediately began life-saving efforts and assisted emergency responders, but the man was later pronounced dead. Investigators say he was an experienced diver, and they do not believe equipment failure or charter operations contributed to the incident. The investigation is ongoing.
Two people were injured in a plane crash Friday afternoon in northern Muskingum County. ONN's Eric Brown has the story.
The Ohio State Highway Patrol says 76-year-old John Graham of Adams Mills was flying a classic biplane with 69-year-old Deborah Graham on board when the plane experienced engine trouble and went down on Spies Road. John was taken to Genesis Hospital in Zanesville, while Deborah was taken to OSU Medical Center in Columbus.
An investigation is underway after a fire at an Akron store over the weekend. Here's ONN's Lena Lai in Cleveland.
The investigation continues in Akron after a community grocery store was gutted by a fire. Rausch's Market on West Thornton Street went up in flames. Crews were able to quickly get the fire under control, but the building is a total loss. Rausch's Market was more than just a corner store. It was a neighborhood landmark, and members in the community are now left wondering what comes next.
In Southwest Ohio, Haitian immigrants receiving help from nonprofits in the Springfield area are benefiting from a grant. ONN's Jared Allen has more.
$50,000 in grant money will help to provide food, clothing, and housing, and other aid to Haitian community members in Springfield. The Springfield News Sun reports a faith-based group called Springfield G92 is stepping up to help. The group is estimating 12,000 people are on temporary protected status and will need that help.
A major economic development project could transform Van Wert County in northwest Ohio. ONN's Kaylee Marantette reports.
QTS data centers plan to build a massive campus expected to bring roughly $10 billion in investment to northwest Ohio. The data center is expected to generate $200 million in local tax revenue through the next 20 years, create more than 1,500 construction jobs and about 200 permanent positions. Leaders say the development could strengthen schools, workforce training, public safety, and other community projects while using a closed-loop cooling system designed to minimize water consumption.
And the U.S. Postal Service has a warning about man's best friend, who is not necessarily a friend of postal carriers here in Ohio. ONN's Danielle Wiggins has the story.
The U.S. Postal Service is warning dog owners to take extra precautions after more than 5,000 mail carriers were attacked nationwide last year. Ohio ranked third in the country for dog attacks on postal workers with 287 reported incidents. Cleveland alone recorded 30 attacks, ranking among the top 10 cities nationwide.
Thanks to our television affiliates WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.